Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. We're coming to you live from the Brooklyn Academy of Music. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we have some special guests joining us. They are the hosts of the award-winning radio show and podcast Radiolab. Please welcome Robert Krulwich and Jad Abumrad. I made the joke about you almost can read each other's minds, but it seems that you work together so well and like you're having a ball. And I know that's from years of working together, but it's also chemistry. When you first met, Jad, you were a freelancer, right?
I was sort of. I mean, the Radiolab had began, but it was a small... neglected show on, on Sunday nights in the AM, and in order to justify the show, the station WNYC would have me do like little things, like little extra things, promos and various things.
Sure.
And they made me go out into the world and interview a bunch of people who were supporters of the station. This dude was on the list, and he was the last guy that I went to talk to, and I handed him the script that I had written, a nice little. Gentle, I'm Robert.
A fundraising script?
Yeah, a fundraising kind of thing. In my memory, this might not be how it actually happened, but in my memory, he took the paper out of my hand, tore it up, threw it into the air, and it sort of scattered like confetti. And then he turned around and wrote some crazy improvised thing about alien tycoons and oil cult. I don't know. It was really weird, and that ended up being the promo. And I remember, like, I was so like, who is this guy? And we just started talking, and then fast forward a week, we had had breakfast. And then the next week after that, we had breakfast again.
Yeah.
Totally platonic.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, somewhere in the stream of breakfasts, I played you something that I had been working on, which for this show called Radiolab, very different show at that point. And he decided he would come and experiment with me.
Yeah, totally platonically.
So, and then you guys came together to do some radio. We actually have a clip of your very first radio collaboration about the correct way to handle the American flag.
Oh, you have that one.
Yes. That was a submission for This American Life.
Well, now this is still a controversial question in my mind.
Okay.
So Ira called up one day and he said, we were doing a show where we're only going to do 2-minute pieces.
Yeah.
Can you guys do a 2-minute piece? So Jad had just discovered a how to fold your American flag record.
Yeah, it was like one of these 1950s picture book things where each one like has a little boom when you turn to the next page, one of those.
So it's like, take the flag and place the left corner on the right side.
Bing!
You know. So I thought that would be a great 2-minuter if we could sort of dramatize it. So and I happen to feel... That what we
don't,
did.
No, don't bias them.
All right.
Wait,
let them hear it.
Let's play it. You're
and then
right.
We can have our argument on the other side.
Let's take a listen.
When the flag is displayed over the middle of a street, it should be suspended vertically with the Union to the north on an east-west street.
Excuse me?
Or to the east on a north-south street.
Does that street run east-west?
I think it runs east-west, but I'm not sure.
It has run east-west since I was...
It runs
north-south.
It used
That's
to
the
run
answer. Run north-south since I've been a kid.
Jad is rubbing his eyes.
So we get a call from Ira who said, like, what was that? I said it was a delightful... active imagination in which I played all the parts. Jad put
those
in the
were your voices.
Oh, I did.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
I all the voices.
Okay.
Yeah, every single voice. Oh, fear. I just wanted to like to amend something you just said. He called and said, not only do I hate this, but my entire staff has had multiple meetings about how much we hate it.
And I said, any group of people who are still arguing about how much they hated in the shower, which he also said he did, I said, is a group of extraordinarily limited people who have a very narrow sense of possibility. And if folding the American flag in 13 voices in a hilarious little thing is so offensive to you, I pity you all. And then they asked us whether we wanted a kill fee. I said, no, I don't want a kill fee.
You didn't take the kill fee?
No. Because this is the thing about Robert, which he to this day with the fierceness of a stampeding herd of wildebeest will insists that that is still the greatest piece of radio ever made. And it was with that conviction that he convinced me to do it.
Okay, so did you learn anything from that not being greenlighted by This American Life that you took into the beginning of your Radiolab series?
That we were broader minded, more able, and more deeply musical than they are.
All right, you guys, you seem to know a lot about each other, but we are going to actually test that. But I need to ask you, are you ready to take an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, fantastic. Give it up for Radiolab's Jad Abumrad and Robert Krowich. So we know that you spend tons of time working together and anticipating each other's needs and thoughts, maybe kind of like a marriage with the breakfasts. Or perhaps a marriage is like co-hosting a radio show. Either way, we wanted to know how much you know about each other in a game we're calling Lab Partners Forever. So before the show, we asked you each a few random questions about each other, and your job is to guess how you think the other person answered. So for this game, let's welcome back our house musician, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
Robert, what did Jad say is his superpower?
Whew. Well, it's not dancing. What would
He's
be your
never
superpower?
Seen me dance.
I think it's his shoes. I think he wears probably the most interesting shoes. I'm always aware of his shoe choices, and I think if you just kept looking low, you'd find his superpower right around his feet.
So shoe selection is his
shoe
superpower?
Shoe selection.
That's a heck of a superpower.
It's a rare one, but in his case, a very choice one, I feel.
It's going to get you out of a lot of binds. Jad, here's what you said, and I'd be curious to know what the hell you were talking about. You said controlling the volume of the universe with my pinky.
Yes. It's the superpower... Jonathan, as a troubadour yourself, perhaps you will appreciate this. It's the power to control the volume of the world. Like you, sir, quiet. Down. That would be my.
So you're like conducting.
But
universe.
I feel the feet is actually the better place to go.
We asked Robert who has to have the last word more often.
That presumes that the arguments we have ever end. Often they do not. What would Robert say? That's what I'm trying to guess.
Exactly.
Not what is actually the journalistic truth of the matter.
Well, yes, to each its own.
I think I would say Robert would say that Robert has to have the last word. But
yes,
I could. Is
yes,
that true?
That is what Robert said.
Robert, we asked Jad, if you had your way, every episode of Radiolab would feature what thing?
Look deep into my soul.
There's so much clutter in your soul. A fierce downbeat.
You're very close. The answer is an athlete bursting into tears.
All right, Jed.
Yes.
Similar question. We asked Robert to fill in the blank. Jad is obsessed with blank. What does he think you're obsessed with?
Personal stories about music?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's very close. He said Kevin Spacey.
Damn it. And he's right.
We were at an award ceremony where he was going to pass by. And Jad wanted to be like right there in the line so that we could when he went by, we could be really near him.
Yeah.
I got a picture of like this portion of his ear because he was moving so fast. And I was like, yeah! And he just got an ear.
But you got the ear.
I got the ear.
Okay, I'm going to move on to this one just to see if you can do this. Jad, what is the one piece of technology that Robert said he could not live without?
The one piece of technology he could not live without. I want to say, and also not figure out,
okay,
would be the telephone, his cell phone.
Okay, can't live without it, can't figure it out. Do you know what, do you remember what you said,
Robert? I
have
no idea, but he's right. My yeah? phone is a challenge to me.
Well, he said a shoehorn, which I think...
A shoe...
Yeah, that was actually, there's, you don't know this, but I bought... On a street right near here, I bought these shoes with very unusual laces,
yes.
And I thought I loved having them, but I couldn't get them on. So I got a shoehorn, and every day in the morning, I need the shoehorn. I really can't begin the day. I mean, I could begin the day in my socks on the train with two shoes, but they would be best on. This is becoming a very foot oriented.
Yeah, foot forward.
We are learning an awful lot about the both of you.
Yes, it's getting sort of dangerous, isn't it?
This is the last question here. Robert, we asked Jad, of these famous duos, which best embodies your relationship with Robert? Batman and Robin, Laurel and Hardy, or Beyonce and Jay-Z?
I'm going to go for the third because it's actually the most interesting one to think about, and I have no idea what it has to do with anything, but that's the one I'd go for.
Jad, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. There is a sort of marital quality to our situation. There's a Bonnie and Clyde thing that they have, and I like to think that we're a little rough and Bonnie and Clyde-like.
Ooh, nice.
That people are a little frightened of us. That we command a certain amount of like attention as we walk the streets of Brooklyn.
You guys are... You're both winners, because that's how it works when things go well together in a friendship, marriage, and breakfast partners. So we're giving you both an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt for a prize.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Big hand for our VIPs, Radiolabs, Jad Abumrad, and Robert Krulwich.
Istanbul, Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now a church alight on a moonlit night. Every gal, Constantinople, lives in Istanbul. Constantinople, serve you the day. Constantinople should be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople.
Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better than way.
They might be giants.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now a church alight on a moonlit night. Every gal, Constantinople, lives in Istanbul. Constantinople, serve you the day. Constantinople should be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople.
Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Constantinople, get the works. That's nobody's business but the Turks.